Selling a little, cha-ching, or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the final real life store stage, all the way down to did we just hit $1 million? Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS systems, whatever and wherever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout at 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/human2. That's all lowercase. You're going to go to shopify.com/human2 now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/human2. Hello! Raphael's so annoying. We're actually currently canceling him in this household. Today we're doing with the Washingtons, but we are doing gardening with the Washingtons. Well, with the Washington wife. Raphael doesn't garden. Raphael's sipping on a drink.
My beanie is like so hot.
Take it off.
No, because my hair is like not okay yet.
Oh.
Can this thing hear me? Testing.
Yeah, it can hear you.
Okay.
Why are you sitting with it like that?
Why is it well, so you left up? It like that. There oh, like go. This? You want me to do like this? How does that look?
Yeah, it was pointing like straight up to the ceiling. Hattie, leave her collar alone. Leave it. Sit down. Hattie put herself in the kennel and is now acting miserable in the kennel. Okay, so anyways, I took a couple gummies and I opened up a question box for you guys on Instagram to ask me questions, but Raphael is going to read them to us.
And I've yet to see them, so.
I have yet to see them either because I didn't want to see them before. Raphael's got his little drink. I got a little garden gummy going and.
I have on ankle socks right now.
Yeah, you do.
I just feel like a cornball.
Leave her collar alone. Oh, little Hattie. She's just a baby.
Hattie, we have to film, baby.
Hattie. Here, let me take her collar off so it doesn't make. All right, hit me.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go past that one.
Can you at least read them, but then I don't have to answer it?
All right, yeah. No, good call.
I want to know what they at least say.
If you could tell your stepmom one thing, what would it be?
Aw, that's not bad. I would just say that I love her. Okay, next one.
All right, I'm going to fly through these a little more.
Fly? Okay. Why? All right. Where you got to go?
It's just some of them are just... No question, but as a fellow Minnesotan, I will miss you here, but Texas will be amazing.
I agree, and we'll miss you.
Hannah J21. Can we say names?
No, come on, man. Let's make this funny. This is supposed to be funny. All
right.
We got here
with two I got a good one.
Sentimental ones.
What's your favorite joke?
Raphael Washington.
I knew it. No, tell a joke. Let's see how funny you are, man. Come on, man.
I don't even know. Your mom is so fat. She dressed in yellow and walked past my window, and I thought I missed the school bus. Your mom is so fat. You told her there was chili outside. It was chili outside. She
went and got a bowl.
With a bowl and a spoon.
Bowl and a spoon. Yeah, that was a good one.
I have other jokes, okay, but I'm like clamming up right now.
No, that was a good one. Okay. Zombies take over the world and Rafi's crack. What the? Is the only way to save us? You game or nah?
I'm dead.
You wouldn't bite the bullet? You wouldn't bite the ass and just...
What would I have to do? I would have to eat your ass?
I don't know. That's disgusting.
Exactly. What are we talking about here, man? I'd rather kill myself. Let the zombies take me out.
What animals would you and Raphael be?
Wait, that's a really good one. What kind of animals would we be? Okay, I feel like Raphael would be...
Catherine would be a squirrel.
No, I would not.
You'd be looking and like all okay, like
there's
off the
so
window
many
and...
more animals with ADHD, but a squirrel, no. Squirrels are nasty and they steal and all they do is eat and be assholes.
They're cute.
All day. No.
What would you be?
Raphael would be like a freaking what are those bears that are like cute but they're kind of slow?
Like a sloth?
Raphael's so smart, but he's so slow. He is one of the slowest paced like motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life. No, but like there's like a bigger version of them where they're like still scary bears, but they're like
all right, I got a new one. Regular M&Ms or minis?
He didn't like that answer. Minis all the way, man. But Reese's Pieces were so much better.
Oh, wow. This is a random but interesting one. Are you scared of middle schoolers? That age group is so mean sometimes. She probably is going to say yes.
You know what's so funny is I identify the most with middle schoolers. Like, if I feel like I could get along with one group of kids, I feel like it'd be middle schoolers. Like, that stupid humor, but, like, they're still old enough to understand stuff.
Right.
So I don't think middle schoolers are scary, but if they didn't like me, I would be terrified of them because they're ruthless. But I feel like they would like me, so no, I'm not scared of them.
Facts. Wow. Okay. This is is the D fire. Wow.
Why are you only trying to, you're not even trying to have a conversation with somebody?
No, because I'm just like blown away by.
We're not rapid fire answering. Enjoy fucking hour with me, okay? We can converse. What kind of schooling do you relate with?
Schooling.
Do you identify with elementary, middle, high school, or college students? Meaning, like, where do you feel like you would fit in the most?
Oh, gotcha.
Like, who do I identify as if you were to have to go to school?
Middle and high school.
I feel like you'd be good with high school kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just trying to rush me off the mic, man.
That's a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the next one I said?
No. Nope.
It's pretty reckless.
I was so busy yelling at you.
Is the D fire. That's wild. And I'm not going to say your name for this, but that's wild.
The fact that it took me that long to get it.
That's wild.
For a second, I was like, well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Hello, Human 2 listeners. We have a natural cycles code for you guys. I have shared with you a million times, but here's a million and one. You guys know I love natural cycles with a burning passion. I check the app every single morning when I wake up. I also do it every single evening before I go to bed. I update it with any mood, feelings I might have, any period symptoms I might have, if I have any mucus downstairs, if I had any type of intercourse that day, all that fun stuff. I update all of that at night. I input my temperature in the morning so we can track my ovulation. I literally love natural cycles with a burning passion. I will never shut up about it. It's female founded. It's female everything. I believe that no matter whether you're trying to conceive or not to conceive and you're using it as a non-invasive and non-hormonal form of birth control, I really feel like you need it no matter what, because you're just learning so much about your body. I tell all my friends all the time now about like your luteal phase, your follicle phase, your period, your ovulation. Like there's so much in the app that's knowledgeable for any female. Again, whether you're conceiving or not conceiving, it doesn't matter. So they do have a code. It is code Catherine, CATHERINE. And you're going to go to naturalcycles.com. Code Catherine will get you 15% off your annual subscription and then also a free thermometer. I do want to preface this by saying that this is for 18 plus and it does not protect against STIs. I hope you love Natural Cycles just as much as I do, and happy tracking.
Cut. No, I'm just kidding. All right, hold on, wait. Someone asked, what the heck is a gummy?
Okay, so weed is like weed, right? Obviously, but like what's derived from it? Like weed is like a bud that you can smoke, but there's THC. That's like the what gets you high, right?
Yeah.
THC is what gets you high, but it's like an oil, and they take the oil off and they put it in like, you can get like a brownie or cookies. Like it's basically like an oil that you can cook with, or like people are turning it into like candies, but it's like the government sells it. So I feel safe because I'm like, they're not going to poison all. Maybe they will. But I mean, there's things that they would poison us in.
Correct.
With everything else. So whatever. So basically it's weed, but you don't have to smoke it. I am not a smoker. I've never actually really liked weed. It's always freaked me out because I just felt like it was so illegal. Like as kids, you know, like it was so illegal back in the day. Like you would get locked up for weed. So I was always terrified of it. And now when my dad died, one of my people in my circle was like, here, try, because I couldn't sleep. They were like, here, try this. And then that's how I got on a fan of it. And honestly, it's just like, I feel like it's healthy. Not healthy. Like, obviously, nothing that we do in life is healthy. All we need to do is drink water and fucking hide. That's health. But where was I going with this? It's whatever. Okay, next question. Is the D fire? No, that was not that. No, that was the gummy.
Yeah, baby. Wow.
What does it say?
Who is the best sex you've ever had?
I'm wow. a virgin, you guys.
Right.
What are you talking about? That is so disrespectful.
What is your favorite snack while gardening?
Wait, we have to talk about this because I feel like this is something that... Okay, so I was with a girlfriend the other day and we were talking about exes. Like a topic of exes got brought up. And she thought it was absolutely wild that we don't know each other's like people or numbers or anything. Because I feel like a lot of couples talk about that. Have you ever been asked that before by like somebody, like how many people Mm-mm. you've been with? No ex-girlfriends ever asked you that?
Mm-mm.
That's crazy. I feel like I've always gotten asked that. Mm-mm. Isn't that weird? Yeah. Like friends are like, how many people you've been with? Like a lot of people, like it's a very common topic in the girl
weird, world. None of my, okay, so boys or like men, we don't even ask each other.
I
feel like
because for you guys, like the higher the better. I don't know, it's like, well, obviously like stereotypically, I would I'm say, not saying yeah, all men, but like.
Clear that up because like the fellas might come after you for that one.
That was like a thing, well, I don't care. That was a thing back in the day. I'm like, who could get more? But, okay, so my girlfriend was like, wait, you don't know? And I was like, no, I literally have never asked and I've never wanted to know. I feel like it would literally, it would not be good for my mental health. But I was wondering, I wanted to bring that up on a podcast episode anyways one day. Because I was like, I thought that was actually a good question. Like, are you the friend? Are you the person in the relationship that wants to know? Or do you guys not know? Like, that's a genuine question.
Yeah, that would be a good question for everyone. Yeah.
Like, who wants to know and who doesn't? I'm like, blind. He's okay. A virgin. What are you talking about?
Favorite music or activities after you're freshly gardened?
I like to just sit in bed and watch TV.
And relax.
Yeah. And snack. Then I got to go to bed. Cause
wait,
I did see
one that said, what are your favorite snacks after gardening?
Oh my God, what an so that amazing takes question, us right into that one. We can't keep talking over each other, man. Okay, so what a great question. I love everything. What do I crave the most? Dynamite chips, yep. Salt and vinegar chips, yep. Ice cream, cookies.
Yep.
And pizza. I normally really like a pizza. I'm not a pizza craver.
You're really not.
But gardening, I love me some pizza. Pizza, pizza.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. I forgot I have water. What?
Would you rather pee yourself in public once a day for a year? Or have to wear a fedora for a year? What's a...
What am I winning at the end of this?
What's a fedora?
It's like that hat.
Hat?
Yeah, isn't it that hat? That ugly hat?
I don't know.
I would say I'd rather pee myself once a day in public because I would just go out on my front patio and just tinkle.
Ooh.
That's in public, right?
That was pretty good. Way to beat
Wait,
the question.
Wait, do I get to decide? Adelie, do you get to decide where's your public pacification?
All right.
I meant urination, but I couldn't think of the word. Not your public pacification.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, baby. You got to get off. We're filming a podcast. You have to get off, okay? Yeah. Daddy's right here.
We're filming good a girl. Podcast. Like, she knows all what right. that means.
What is your death row meal?
El Taquito.
Yeah. Tacos?
El Taquito.
Yeah. Yeah,
my
for sure.
El Taquito order to a T. And then if I could get what I really wanted in life, which would be go to the Cheesecake Factory afterwards, that would be elite. But if I could only choose one, it would have to be El Taquito.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You're just a baby.
These are... Is it true you secretly enjoy the upper lower back?
Nobody asked that, Rafael. You.
That is so funny because it's literally right here with an emoji. And for the people who don't know, the upper lower back
Rafael's
is essentially.
Butt crack is always out.
See, we have really deep discussions about this because you have a really your deep butt crack is crack. Your butt crack. Your upper lower back is okay, not your butt crack. That is your lower
this.
Back that is upper to your
this
crack.
This is the only type that I will give you agreeance in. Your butt crack does go higher than most people's. It is like really high up his back.
Can we address that that's weird that you are like drawn to that? Like your eyes automatically.
I'm not drawn to it.
No, seriously.
I do think we need to invest in a clothing brand that covers stuff like that for big old males with high cracks.
Your eyes automatically go to my crack. It doesn't matter what's going on.
Every time he says, it's not out, I literally look for it now just to tell him it's out. And now he's like, stop, you're always looking. Ah.
You need help. I got a therapist.
And you need better pants.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Worst advice someone has ever given you?
What's like that phrase? If you love it, set it free. Or like the, and it'll come back to you. Or like, what's the phrase where it's like, don't work for it, it'll like, you know where people say yeah. that like don't stress it, it'll come to you if it's meant
yeah,
to be
meant
I don't
be.
Believe in that. I believe in like, yes, if it's meant to be, like it will be, but I feel like you still have to put in like the work.
Yeah,
because if it is just to like be handed to you, I don't know, one, it's probably not gonna get handed to you because God or the universe doesn't believe that you really want it, or when you get it, you're just like not appreciative because it just like came to you. I don't know.
Yeah,
so I believe in working for it.
Now, this one is like elite, and you may have to stop playing with Hadley now. What is your go-to dance move and show us?
Oh, what is my...
So for the people that are listening, you may have to go ahead and click over to YouTube. Go ahead, baby. The floor is yours.
What is
I know it used to be the peacock.
Yeah, the peacock was when I was drunk and in a bar.
You're so proud of that. Look at you. When I was drunk and in a bar, in my drunk bar life, I do this dance right here. The peacock would spread their wings.
Now this is mine.
Okay, so for the people who can't hear, now she's doing some type of like a rodeo. Very stiff, but...
It was supposed to be a fist bump. You're very stiff. You're stiff. It was supposed to be a fist bump type roundabout
gotcha.
Type hip thrust. Nothing's really going well for me here.
Okay, this is weird. Worst sex experience?
I'm a virgin.
Perfect. What do you think they'll be playing on the oldies radio in 30 years?
Definitely Justin Bieber, a lot of Taylor Swift, still Pitbull.
Still Pitbull.
Still
maybe
Pitbull.
Some Drizzy?
I don't
will they
so.
Play Drake?
Mm-mm.
I think they will.
Mm-mm.
I think they will.
I don't think they will. I don't feel like they're going to... like. What rappers from back in the day are like still around that are played constantly?
Yeah,
because like we still hear Pitbull's been around the block. We
yeah.
still hear Justin Timberlake. We still hear like, I guess we still hear like Flo Rida. That's still
yeah.
like pretty, but like Drake's pretty. I feel like he's for this gen.
Yeah, true.
He's not very like. I don't know. He's very much our generation.
Yeah, good call. But I still think he'll be on the radio. That's my guy. That's my cousin.
Oh, okay. Should we talk about your uncle?
Don't be a hater. Okay, I got a good one. Here we go. Why do eggs not taste like chicken? Why does chicken not taste like eggs?
That's so weird.
Wait, why do eggs not taste like chicken?
Do you think our babies why does chicken taste not like taste us like if we tasted ourselves?
I don't know. That sounds weird, though. Who would win in a fight? A grilled cheese or a burrito? Damn, this is a good one.
A burrito. They're heavy. They're yeah, dense yeah, motherfuckers. For
sure. But the grilled cheese, if you cut it like down the middle.
It burns the fuck out of you.
Right. And it could slice. It's cheesy.
Yeah, it could wrap its cheese around your neck and suffocate you.
Fuck, that was dark.
Yeah. Damn. I don't want a burrito now.
Yum. El taquito.
Taco Bell.
Baby names that you like but Rafael doesn't.
Ooh, I love boy names for girls. So like Spencer, Blake. I really liked the name Drew for a long time.
Rafael does like these though, by the way. So it says ones Rafael doesn't like.
For a girl.
Yeah.
I didn't know you liked those.
Wait, say them again?
For a girl. Like I like boy names for a girl. Like Spencer, Blake,
oh,
Drew.
That's right. Spencer sounds like kind of like Icebox, like a football, like she'd play football or something. Oh. Or she'd play like a wrestling, like a badass, kick ass.
I can't really see it, but I'm saying I see it.
Okay, I like that.
Selling a little, cha-ching, or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the final real life store stage, all the way down to did we just hit $1 million? Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS systems, whatever and wherever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout at 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/human2. That's all lowercase. You're going to go to shopify.com/human2 now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/human2.
Thanks for agreeing with me. All right. If you were a duck, what would you sound like?
Quack, quack.
They said, I asked this question at the bar the other day. Okay, go ahead. Let me hear it.
Quack, quack.
That actually was pretty good.
Quack, quack.
Let me try.
Quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. Yeah.
I think you win. Nah, I don't even want to try. That was pretty good.
You want to try? Do it.
Quack.
Yeah, but you're trying to say quack.
No, that's what ducks quack, quack. Do.
Yeah, but they don't say quack. Quack.
No, that's
no,
a,
they don't.
That's
no,
a duck
quack
sound.
Quack is how American people spelled quack. But the sound isn't quack. It's quack, quack, quack. Like you're trying to mimic the sound. You're not trying to read the word in that sound. You know what I'm saying? Like oink.
You literally just say quack.
But I said quack, quack.
Quack, 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 quack.
But like. If I were to hear that, I would be like, oh, that's for sure a person, not a fucking duck. Mine, at least, you'd be like, wait, is that a bird?
Oh, okay, okay.
But like, for example, oink. Pigs don't say oink, oink. They go oink.
Oink, 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 oink.
No, they don't.
Okay, whatever. I'm done
we
with
just
this.
Put letters to a sound. Do you see what I'm saying?
This gummy like, has got you on Einstein level right
I'm
now.
Being do you guys understand what I'm saying?
This is some SAT shit.
No, I mean, dead serious, Rafael. Like, quack was not a word. We heard a duck quack. And we were like, "How? What does that sound like?" The sound was like quack, quack. So we put letters to it and it spells out quack. But the word quack didn't exist before the sound quack did.
Am I getting punked?
Move on. I was being dead serious. Yeah, you're wild.
Okay.
Don't get me started on the
TV. Can y'all create a list of favorite restaurants in the Twin Cities?
Yes. We're actually doing a TikTok series. Oh, I love that you asked that. We're actually going to do a TikTok series called The Minnesota Goodbye. And everywhere we go over the next few weeks, I'm literally no longer grocery shopping until we leave. Because we're going to go out most of our nights and do like all of our favorite places, our favorite orders, all that. We're calling it The Minnesota Goodbye. Not just our favorite places, but like our favorite things
to do. I think we should show the food too, like, so they can see a, like a visual.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How juicy. Or
like even like the tips and tricks that we have of like everywhere we go. I don't know. I'm excited.
All right. That'll be fun. For real. That'll be so fun. All right. Would you rather have hot Cheetos for fingers or pickles for eyebrows? God damn, that's good. Would you rather have hot Cheetos for fingers or pickles for eyebrows? Well, one, I would want to
eat my fingers.
Yeah, for sure.
Two, I feel like they would break. I can't touch my eyes.
Damn.
If I had pickles for eyebrows, they would be drippy and in my eyes all day and my eyes would burn.
How big is the pickle?
And does it get dried out after a while?
Is it a dill? Is it a...
kosher?
What's the pickle that's cut in like one-fourth? Kind of like a... It's cut in fourths. It's like a perfect little...
Yeah, my mom loves those. I don't know.
I guess I'd rather... Oh, no.
Spear pickle? A pickle spear? Now pickles sound really good. Oh, my God. You guys, have you ever made your own pickles? So good.
That sounds disgusting.
It's... You've had them.
Oh, I have?
Yes. The chopped up pickles that I used to do.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
When we would go to the... farmer's market. He just talks.
If you could be any condiment, which would you be and why?
If you can be a condiment, which one would you be? We don't use them.
Maybe I pronounced that wrong. Let's try this again, everybody. Wow. If you could be a condiment.
Oh.
Which condiment would you be and like, why?
Not the condoms.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Get your mind out the gutter.
It's not in the gutter.
Okay.
If I could be any condiment, well, I love that mayo's universal and everybody loves mayo. But I love Chick-fil-A sauce. So I would love to be Chick-fil-A sauce, but obviously not the ones that you buy at Chick-fil-A, like, or that you get with your Chick-fil-A meal. I mean, like, the condiment aisle at, like, the store. They have Chick-fil-A sauce there. Chick-fil-A sauce is so good. Oh, my God. No, I want Chick-fil-A. What do you need, Hadley? You're bored, man. You're bored.
By the way, if anyone has a German short hair pointer, you
they
know.
They whine for fun.
They whine for fun, and they love to have all the attention.
Yes, if you're not literally focused on them 24/7, all they do is whine.
Girl. I didn't know you were a gardener, too. Love this.
Why do you think the person sounds like that? What if she's like,
girl, oh. I didn't know you were a gardener, too. I love this.
What country did you just go to without me?
I don't know.
Did you get your passport stamped?
I don't know. People didn't know you were a gardener, I guess.
I don't think.
The gummy, by the way.
I feel like a lot of people don't see it on TikTok because I don't post it on TikTok.
Can you actually tell them why?
It's because.
You're a gardener with a gummy?
Well, one, it helps me sleep. That was how it started. But now what I like about it is that when I do garden, I just get off my foot. Like, I feel like I stop working, finally. It's like the only time at night where I'm like, ooh, I actually get to be, like, just on my phone for funsies if I want to be on my phone. Or I'll, like, watch TV. I hang out with my husband. Like, it's our time that's, like, I feel like I don't have to work because, one, you're just, like, I'm not going to record myself and post on TikTok right now. Like, I would be so self-conscious. So it kind of, like, forces me to not work, and I like it. Because if I was sober going to bed, I would feel like I had to work. Like, I would be, like, thinking of a trend or a trending sound that we could use that night to film in bed.
Going through... a breakup after 8 years. He is so cold about it. How do I even begin to cope?
Well, you can't be upset with how he's reacting, because it's not like you don't feel what he feels and you can't tell him how to feel. So just because he's cold, like, that might just be his processing, or like him being actually really sad. 8 years is a long time. For a man too, like, a man to walk away from after 8 years, I feel like that would be really hard. Like,
yeah.
Versus like maybe like a year, I feel like, yeah, definitely a girl would take it harder than the guy would, but 8 is a long time for both parties.
So 8 years, he's cold about it. Like you said, she's hurt. He's hurt. I don't know. Maybe he's just not trying to show emotion or like how he feels about it. But I guess I don't know him or the situation or like all the intricacies, but he's for sure probably hurt. And I mean, to cope with it, I don't know. That's just to each his own. It's totally different. And it won't be a long road per se, quote unquote, but 8 years is a long time. And it's a lot of adjusting afterwards, you know, every day you spend with the person, I'm sure. So I don't know. That's tough. That's tough. How do you begin to cope? I don't know. Like, I don't know exactly how to tell them how to begin to cope. What would your advice be?
I think you were the better person for this answer. I'm too giggly right now.
Oopsies. Okay. Did you stop drinking? Never see ya with an espresso martini anymore.
The way you're reading these are so silly.
Did you stop drinking? ? Never see ya with an espresso martini anymore. !
I stopped drinking, you guys. I'm not pregnant, but I really did stop drinking. We did dry December, and I only had like a glass of wine in December, so I guess not completely dry. But then, I don't know, I just like started getting sick after drinking then. So like that month taking off really fucked me up, because then in January I had one glass of wine in Atlanta and I felt so sick to my stomach. And then I didn't drink from January all the way until the brand trip that I was just at. No, I lied. I drank in New York again. Didn't really feel great. And then in, where was I just at? Anguilla.
Anguilla?
I was going to say Antigua, and then I started saying Anguilla. Anguilla, I had a little bit of the rum that was, like, locally made there, but I have not been drunk.
Was it good?
No. It was very strong. It was good.
It was good, but it was too strong.
I was just about to say, I take that back. It was very good. You would have loved it, but it was very strong. Gotcha. And I'm not like really ever had rum, so I didn't know how deep I wanted to get with it.
Yeah.
So I just had like I would literally taste it, but people were like taking shots of it.
Was that the night you called me like, hey, she knows, and I think we all know the same people? Okay, you seem drunk. Sorry.
No, I was very tired that night. That was our last night. No, I was never drunk. I never got drunk.
Okay. Okay, I got one for you. This one's good. Best meal you've ever had.
Oh, I can't do just one. Really? I will say
you can't do one.
Pasta Luna's Alfredo was
to this day list. I wish I had some.
Definitely top of my list. So this is really funny. So Rafael's favorite meal is Alfredo, chicken Alfredo, and I love chicken Alfredo, but I also cook chicken Alfredo very well. So I'm extremely particular when I go to restaurants. I'm like, this Alfredo better be worth it. And Pazza Luna in downtown St. Paul used to be the absolute best that I've ever had in my entire life. I would have invested in that business to keep it open, but they closed during COVID and they didn't come back. And I'm so sad. I wish I would have known, because I would have given them all my pennies to stay open.
Right.
But Rafael lived right around the corner from there and he had never had it. That was where I was going with the story. So when Rafael and I got together, I had not known Pazza Luna closed at this point. No, it hadn't closed yet, but it was like we weren't at that level of going out. And then when COVID hit like hard, it closed.
And I was so sad.
Yeah, so Rafael never got to try it.
Wait. Okay, this question is confusing. MFK, tacos, burgers, pizza.
Marry, fuck, kill.
What does that mean?
So, like, they give you three options. Oh. You have to marry one, fuck one, or kill one.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So, MFK,
okay.
What are the options?
Tacos, burgers, pizza. Marry?
I would marry tacos, I would kill burgers, and I would fuck pizza.
Okay.
What about you, baby?
Same.
You cut burgers? I feel like you like burgers more than you like tacos.
No. Really? Not necessarily. I mean, I don't know. That is a tough one, I guess. Depending whose burger it is, depending whose tacos it is.
But like, if there's tacos or burger on a menu, you order burgers. You don't order tacos. But I will.
Well, if it's in like a, if it's like one of our places we go for.
You're right. We only Mexican go to food. A taco place. Exactly. So why would we order tacos elsewhere?
Yeah. Right. Kind of weird.
Deciding on what dessert I want tonight, you guys. We haven't left the house at all today, baby. We went outside to shovel our driveway this morning and that snow was thick and wet. Thick and wet.
Yeah, it was. But we got it done. Sounds Thank you for dirty. Helping me.
Yeah, it was fun.
I appreciate that.
Abby's choking herself.
I hear like. Okay.
Babe, how do you spell candy with only two letters?
I don't know. How?
How do you spell candy with only two letters? C and Y.
Candy. C and Y. Candy. C. Candy. Yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah, good.
I don't get it. What does that mean?
C and a Y are at the front and the back. C. And A-N-D-Y. Candy,
C-A-N-D-Y. Oh, gotcha. Where did that come from?
I was telling you a joke.
That was a great joke, baby. That was good. Okay. What type of gummy do you use?
Giggly is the one that I took today. I took their Giggly Peach Ring. Giggly's got a really good gummy. There's a lot of gummy brands out there, but I only buy them through the government. I do not buy, like...
Off the streets.
Off the streets, man.
Okay.
If you see me in the street, your mom's a hoe.
What?
I don't know what sound I've heard.
What? Hattie, stop, baby.
What dessert should we get for dinner tonight? Vicky.
What dessert would you like?
I don't know. A lot sounds good right now.
You have ice cream in there.
I think I'm over the ice cream phase right now.
Why is that?
Because Taco Bell sounds better.
And the toilet must sound good as well.
What do I want for dinner, man?
We just had dinner. Oh, a second dinner. A gardening dinner.
No, I didn't know gardening dinner was a thing. I'm going to gain a lot of weight.
So I made the gym then. Hit the gym, hit the garden, hit the gym, hit the garden.
Hit the gym, hit the garden, hit the gym, hit the garden, hit the gym, yeah. Hit the garden, hit the gym, hit the garden. If you could be on a, if you had to be on the TV or on the radio, which would you prefer?
If I had to be on the TV or the radio, which one would I prefer? I would say the television.
Why?
I feel like I could be an actor. Like a Denzel.
When I tell you to go straight through the light, you make a fucking right. You can't remember shit, much less lines.
I could be like a modern day Denzel.
Why? Because you got the last name Washington?
Are you talking to me? Huh?
That's not what he sounds like.
That's what he sounds like. Huh? You talking to me?
No, he's not. He's not.
Do you have a problem with me? No or yes? Yes or no?
Please stop.
No. A little bit. Just a little bit, though. I can.
No.
Would you rather be on the radio or the television?
I'd rather be on the radio. It's more fast-paced and it's funnier. But I also have only been on one radio station, so maybe I'm just biased.
But TV could
be
improv, and those are funny. Like comedy, like wilding out.
I'm not fast enough for that. Like when people are watching me.
Okay, gotcha.
Would you rather have 10 dogs at one time for the rest of your life, always? Like until you die, you have 10 dogs. or you're not allowed to have any dogs ever again. 10 is a lot.
10's too many.
Okay, 3.
10's too many. 3 for sure, yeah.
So 3, if you...
Well, we're on our way to get our third dog now,
you,
so...
But, like, for the rest of your life, you had to have three dogs. Have three.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Or, for the rest of your life, you could never have another.
That's a lot, and respectfully, you help, but, like...
Not starting a marriage argument right now.
Yeah, no, my lower back is already sore. How long have we been recording? It was like 2 hours.
40 minutes. Okay, are you bored of me?
Are you bored of me? No, we're out of questions, though.
Okay, I'm telling you to ask.
I'm asking you to tell you to come up with that. I don't know. What do you want to come up with?
Oh, but you want to be on the TV with improv.
Yeah, let's act.
Come up with funny stuff. Come up with funny questions.
You are funny. All right.
Would you rather sleep sitting up for the rest of your life in a very comfy bed or having to sleep with your feet in water in a...
Sleep with my feet in water or sitting up in a bed, like sitting straight up, like...
I feel like that has to be bad for your intestines.
Yeah, I'm going to go feet with the water.
Really?
Wait, is the water cold or like, can it be like almost like a pedicure warm?
You get so hot.
Yeah, but you can run the AC. At least you're laying down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm what kind of question you got? Would you rather drive a tractor for the rest of your life?
This is easy. Keep going.
Or the little kid yellow car?
Nope. The tractor for sure. Highway and everything. What would you... Would you rather drive a smart car or a monster truck?
A smart car. No, a monster truck. Who am I lying to?
I'd rather drive a smart car.
Maybe I don't think you even fit in a smart car.
I told you, let's go to the dealership and see if they'll let me test drive one.
He does ask for this on a monthly basis.
You're going to out my secrets? That is true. I do ask to drive a smart car on a monthly basis. If no, she says no.
He wants one so bad.
Let's go test drive one. I'm serious. Like big rims on it, big wheels, tinted windows.
There's no way that car black. Is a real thing. I think that's a glitch in the simulation. I don't think they even sell them. Where do you even go buy one? There's not a smart car dealership.
Know. Yeah, good call. Ooh. Okay. I think if you Google it. I don't know.
Isn't their brand smart? Who fucking know. Names a smart car a smart car?
Like smart water.
Like a Volvo. It's a smart car.
Right. You should let me test drive one for sure.
I don't let you do anything.
Yeah, true. But let's go together.
Okay.
You think we both can fit in it? What's that movie, Mr. Incredible? The Incredibles? Mm-hmm. Doesn't he drive like a small car and he's like super big?
I'm shocked you've seen that movie.
I haven't.
What's one? Wait, you haven't?
No.
What's one thing that white people did growing up that mesmerized you?
Mark their children's heights in like the garage or like in the house.
Wait, you guys didn't do that?
Mm-mm.
Your parents didn't like say what age you were and what height you were?
Mm-mm. That was pretty cool.
That's crazy. I never knew that was a thing.
That's pretty cool.
I thought like all kids did that. Mm-mm. I guess that is like a thing that we all did.
I think a lot of people did it. We just didn't do it, I guess. I don't know, maybe I'm just... All right, I'll do another one. No. What's yours? Something that, but vice versa for African Americans.
All right, Human 2 listeners, we've talked about Element before. Element is the hydration packets that Raphael and I use in our household. A couple of our friends use them. We actually also got a couple of our other friends addicted to them. I just sent a big box of Element to a friend out in California because he is in the workout world, and I was explaining to him how much we love Element for just the hydration, and we love electrolyte-filled drinks. I love the flavors of them. It is phenomenal. You stay hydrated. You're getting all the electrolytes. They do have a link for you guys if you want to get a free sample pack. So in the sample pack, you're going to get the flavors. You're going to get the four core flavors. And if you want to check out Element or you've been looking for a new hydration packet, I always keep one in my bag. Raphael keeps them in his briefcase. We go everywhere with Element. So if you ever see me out and you want one, guarantee they're in my bag. So if you want to try them out, click the link. Element is giving Human 2 listeners a chance to try their sample pack with any purchase. This also comes with a zero questions asked refund policy. We hope you guys love Element as much as we do. A lot of get-togethers, like big get-togethers.
Food involved?
Yeah. Okay. But like we would do like the holiday ones or like our small core family, you know, like the aunts and uncles and grandparents. Yeah, family reunions. Or something. Yeah, you guys do massive parties.
Yeah, family reunions, yeah.
Like multiple times a year.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's just someone cooks out and then there's like 50 people there. Yeah. I love it, actually. Yeah,
pull up.
Yeah, but it's like, it's literally like a weekly thing.
Yeah.
We've never asked each other this. I'm happy I thought of this.
Gosh, what else? You got good questions. I don't.
Okay. When we have kids, what's going to be your favorite tradition to start with them?
You guys put me onto these bacon cookie things during Christmas and stuff, and I think that'd be cool, just because something corny. Like, cool but corny, you know?
Yeah.
But corny is cool, you know, yeah, as you get older.
Yeah.
What else? Taking them to school.
Cute.
Picking them up.
You want to take them to and from every day?
I don't know. I don't want to sign up for that because I know you, and you'll get your ass out of it. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm doing it early. Early work.
I feel like I would like drop off.
You're just trying to back out of it. I'm not.
No, I'm for real. I was trying to talk to you about it.
No. I'm not doing.
I feel like I would do drop off. He would do pickup. He's probably better with their irritability after school than I would be after school. But then I'm also like rushing to get them out there on time. Yeah, I feel like I would do better at that. I feel like maybe if Raphael one day doesn't do his profession, we would do both together. Because I just feel like that's just kind of who we are.
Let's just do it together.
Okay, I didn't realize it was this series of appearances.
Because I know you like to stick me with stuff.
I think my favorite tradition that I would have with a kid is I can't wait to, like, on the big days, like, I love cooking. So I'm excited to, like, I don't know, like, host them. I know that sounds silly, but, like, you know, like, parents, like, wake up and they're like, I gotta feed my kids. Like, I like meals to be an experience. Like, I want our kids to, like, have enough time in the morning before school to, like, cute, come down. Like, we're hosting breakfast almost. Like, like they're guests in our house, basically. Like, you know, like, you put on a show for your guests. Like, you go all out for them. Like, I want my kids to have a nice breakfast every morning and, like, dinners and stuff. Like, I like, I don't know, I like doing that. But I also am not a mom, so I know that, like, 99.9999% of moms are stressed at those times of the day. So me sitting here thinking that it's going to be rainbows and fucking butterflies is probably just delusion. But
right.
So I'm not trying to, like, diminish moms out there that just, like, throw quick breakfast together and they're like, fucking get out of my face. Like, I'm sure, I don't know, it's probably what it's actually like.
Right. Because then you probably have to worry about, like, 10 other things while you're trying to put, like, breakfast together.
But I also do feel like a lot of moms are working moms now, which I
say
love.
They get themselves ready.
Yes, and still have to get out of the house. So I do give a lot of credit. Yeah. But if I could have a perfect world as a mom, I feel like those times around the table, everyone really strives, not everyone, but a lot of people really strive for dinner. And I love that. But I think, like, the other meals matter too, like being together. When you're starting your day, like, I wish I would have almost chosen breakfast as a family than dinner as a family. Because it starts you in a better mood. Like, you just feel your support. You feel your love. You know you're excited to come home to everyone that evening. Like,
yeah.
Because that's supposed to be, like, your safe space. But normally by the time dinner time, everyone's had a stressful day. Homework was crazy. Showers got to happen. Like, dinner's going. Mom just got home. Like, it was chaos to the point where it was like, yeah, we're sitting around the same table. But we're actually terrified of each other. And we don't want to talk to each other. So, I don't know. That was a really long story. No, sorry.
That was good. That was a good breakdown.
But yeah.
Your questions are good. I don't have any good questions like you do. Keep going though. You got them. You're like on fire right now.
Well, no, I'm trying to think. Would you rather go back and talk to your 8-year-old self? Or would you rather go forward and talk to your 60-year-old self?
No. Well, 8, damn, is he going to retain anything?
Okay, 15-year-old self.
Yes.
You will go back to 15 to talk
for
to
sure.
him?
For sure.
Instead of going to 60.
Yeah, 15. How about you, and then what would you say?
I would go to 60.
Okay.
Because I would mana, like, 15, like, okay, if I were to go back to my 15-year-old self, like, to give them encouragement, but they got here without that encouragement, you know? So, like, I still live a successful life in my eyes of the idea of success. So, I did it without the encouragement of knowing for the future, which, obviously, this is going to be the same answer. But, like, for 60, like, I want to know, like, did I fuck up where I can, like, I want to know if my life is the same way it is now in the idea of, like, is it successful in the vision of my 60-year-old's eyes of success?
Right.
Like, there's a lot of people, like, what? That's still 30-plus years? That's more than double my life right now?
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's a long time away. Like, I can make a lot of mistakes in that time frame and lose a lot of things, and I want to make sure I don't do that.
Yeah.
But then also, like, again, I could say the same thing about, like, my 15-year-old self. If she was like, oh, would I go to myself at 27? I would be like, everything was fucking fine, so you didn't need any encouragement. You're Gucci gay. Right. I don't know. But I feel like I would have changed. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a hard question.
That is a very hard question. Yeah, I think I'm going 15, and that I guess I would tell him.
Start investing.
No, yeah, that too. Right.
Find Catherine Elizabeth.
Oh, for sure.
Stinky.
I would tell him.
I was only. How old was I when you were 15?
You were. So 8. 5, 10, 1, 2, 8. Yep. Cute.
Maybe don't find Catherine Elizabeth.
Right. Don't get in trouble. Yeah, seriously. I tell him to just continue to treat people the same and everything will work itself out.
I will say that's always something about you. You don't care who people are. Where they're from, what they do, nothing. You literally, they're all get the same treatment from you.
Yeah.
Minus me. He treats me like shit.
Get what you get, babe. When you give it back.
Thank you.
Wait, when you give it, you give it. And you get it, you get. Yeah, you know what I mean.
What are we getting for dessert? Please, I need something.
Go to the apps and order something.
That's expensive.
All right, let's go make something.
I don't think I have the energy to make anything. I think I might go up to the store because dynamite chips.
After the snowstorm?
They
you would.
Shoveled today.
I know, but you would. You don't care. You'll risk your life for a bag of hot Cheetos.
It's not the hot Cheetos. It's the Doritos Dynamite.
And it's the Takis.
No, it's the
Dorito Dynamite. Oh, Dorito Dynamite. And I always mess that up too. You're right. Because then I'll buy you Takis. And it's the one without the lime. And it's the one with the green bag and not the purple bag.
The green bag by Doritos, not the Takis.
They all tear your stomach up.
They're all good in the neighborhood.
Well.
We'll see you next time on With the Washingtons. Hopefully sober.
Peace.
Love.
And chicken grease.
Goodbye.
Later.